Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A North Iowa legislator is leading a bill that's cleared the Iowa House that would wipe away a tax on a product Iowans use daily, toilet paper. Representative Christian Hermanson of Mason City urges his colleagues to get this movement underway to rid Iowans of the tax on TP.
House File 964 does exactly what you might guess. It wipes away the stain of sales tax. The bill recognizes toilet paper is not a luxury. It's not a choice. It's a necessity. And I think we can all agree, taxing it stinks.
Representative Amy Wichtendahl of Cedar Rapids said the move will put more money in the pockets of Iowans.
I think it's time that we flush away this sales tax on the toilet paper.
The bill was approved on an 82-11 vote. The Senate has to pass the bill as well before the governor could consider making tax-free toilet paper purchases a going thing in Iowa. A June trial date has been set for a North Iowa man accused of assaulting his father and firing a gun towards him. According to criminal complaints, Osage police and Mitchell County sheriff's deputies responded to Quick Star in Osage about 1:30 a.m. on February 14th for a loitering man with blood on his face. At the scene, Robert Lowry told officers he had been assaulted by his son, 32-year-old Chase Lowry, at their residence in the 200 block of Pleasant Street in Osage. Robert Lowry said he fought with his son over politics and claimed Chase Lowry pistol-whipped him, fired three shots at him, and was holding a rifle when he attempted to leave their basement. Chase Lowry allegedly admitted to the physical altercation with his father and that he discharged a firearm twice, claiming the first shot was meant to de-escalate the situation, while the second shot was accidental during their fight. A search warrant executed at the home recovered spent casings, along with a handgun with blood on the trigger and trigger guard, consistent with the account of the encounter by both parties. Also located was a sawed-off shotgun and marijuana. Last month, Lowry pleaded not guilty to intimidation with a dangerous weapon, a Class C felony, willful injury causing bodily injury, a Class D felony, domestic abuse assault with display or use of a weapon, an aggravated misdemeanor, and possession of marijuana, a serious misdemeanor. Lowry's trial is now set to begin June 4th in Mitchell County District Court. A Wisconsin man will serve up to a quarter of a century in prison for sexually abusing a child in North Iowa. A criminal complaint filed last summer by the Franklin County Sheriff's Office accused 23-year-old Caden Dockin of La Crosse of sexually abusing a minor child in rural Iowa Falls. FCSO says the parents of the child reported the illicit actions on May 24th of last year, stating Dockin had been assaulting their minor child for 4 to 5 months. At one time, Dockin was due for trial April 29th in Franklin County District Court. However, during plea change proceedings last Thursday, he pleaded guilty to continuous sexual abuse of a child, a Class B felony, punishable by up to 25 years in prison. District Judge Colleen Weiland has now sentenced Dockin to those 25 years behind bars. A North Iowa 18-year-old accused of sex abuse and threatening people with a gun in separate cases has entered different pleas. Trenton Wise of Mason City is charged with second-degree sexual abuse after he allegedly committed a sex act with a child 13 or younger in Mason City last year. In March of this year, Wise was charged with 3 counts of first-degree harassment, and he was accused of showing off a handgun to threaten 3 people at the Greater Youth for Christ Center in Mason City. Wise has now pleaded guilty to 1 count of first-degree harassment with 2 other counts dismissed. He's been sentenced to 14 days in jail, 2 years of supervised probation, and must complete all recommended mental health treatment. Wise has pleaded not guilty to the sex abuse charge, and his trial in that case is set to begin June 3rd in Cerro Gordo County District Court. April is National Volunteer Awareness Month, and some of Charles City's best volunteers will be honored this week. Co-hosted by the Charles City Area Chamber of Commerce and Main Street Charles City Program, the annual Community Volunteer Recognition event tomorrow is free and open to all at the Charles City Community Center. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow morning with coffee and rolls, and the program starts at 8. The Chamber Person of the Year Award will be announced, as well as the Main Street Charles City Volunteer of the Year. Mayor Dean Andrews will present the Hometown Hero Award. Charles City nonprofits and schools will also honor their various Volunteers of the Year. Plus, special Caught in the Act awards will be presented to individuals who were nominated after being seen doing something unselfish for others or the community. Community Development Director Mark Wick says, "The most valuable resource our community has are our volunteers. Volunteers are what makes a community special and help get things done that otherwise might not. They lend a hand because they care about Charles City and the people around them. Big or small, they make a real difference in our town." Past Man of the Year and Woman of the Year award recipients will also be recognized tomorrow. 24-hour rainfall totals through 6 a.m. this morning from the Koloff Media Weather Network. In Cedar Falls, just over 2.5 inches of rain. Manchester, about 3/4 of an inch. Charles City, 7/10 of an inch of rain. New Hampton, 6/10 of an inch of rain. Mason City, just over 1/4 of an inch. Maquoketa, about 15/100 of an inch of rain. Stacyville, about 1/10 of an inch. And Forest City, 4/100 of an inch of rain. I'm Mark Pitts reporting that your North Iowa News on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.